KVAK interviewed the high school seniors once again. We will be airing these interviews during the month of May.
This is Megan Bauman with KVAK Radio, and I'm here with one of the 2017 Valdez High School seniors, Mr. Joe Porritt. So, Joe, big question for you. How are you feeling about graduation?
I'm feeling glad that it's over right now. I'm ready to move on.
Do you have any plans yet for what you're going to do after graduation?
I do, actually. I am going on a mission for my church. I will be gone for about 2 years. I get the call in about 2 weeks, so I'm excited about that.
Do you know yet where you're going?
I have no idea. That'll happen in 2 weeks.
So has this been something that's been on your mind for a while, or is this something that's more recent for development?
It's something that I've thought about for a while, and I had to think about it for quite a long time, and this is the decision I came to, and we've kind of been preparing for it for several months.
Who would you say have been some of the biggest influences as you've been going through school?
Definitely my parents and some of my coaches during some of the sports. My dad has been a real influence on me. I feel like he's a pretty good example of how I should work hard in school.
What are some of your favorite memories from high school?
Mostly the sports trips. The sports trips were a lot of fun. Aside from that, I don't really have a lot to talk about.
Nice. What are going to be some of the biggest things that you're excited about or nervous about when it comes to life after graduation?
I'm excited about some of the independence. I'm ready to move out on my own and learn to be more of a responsible adult. I'm also, at the same time, pretty nervous about that. Like I said, it's a lot of responsibility, and I'm just part of the new.
For some of the students coming up behind you, if you could give them any advice, what would it be?
Don't procrastinate on your assignments. That's pretty much the biggest thing I struggled with was procrastination, and it didn't really help my grades a lot, and I would have done a lot better if I had gotten my work done sooner.
All right, fair enough. Well, thank you, and congratulations, and good luck on the mission trip.
Ian Kavitak here with another senior under the spotlight. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Jonathan Banner.
And Jonathan, how's it feel to be finally graduating high school?
Pretty great, honestly. Excited to get out of here.
And is there anything you're going to miss from high school?
It's going to be weird getting used to not seeing all your friends every single day, pretty much. So I think that'll be the hardest transition.
All right, well, that brings up my next question. What are your plans for after high school?
I want to go to college. I was thinking about mechanical engineering.
So do you know where you'll be going for college yet?
I want to go to BYU, either in Provo, Utah, or in Rexburg, Idaho.
And what exactly is making you lean towards those colleges in particular?
Well, for one thing, they're all pretty cheap. They kind of prioritize, like, low tuition and stuff like that. And then also, I've had a lot of siblings go to those same colleges, so it's always been kind of like a thought that I've had.
All right, and last question. Do you have any advice for the kids that you will be leaving in high school after you graduate?
I guess, I don't know, this could be cliche, but really do your homework, because as someone who has a horrible problem with procrastination, while it might only take a minute, if you wait to the last minute, it's also 1,000 times more stressful than just getting it out of the way.
Thanks to our sponsors of Senior Spotlight: Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, Petrostar, Napa, Harris Sand and Gravel, Haltman's Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.